Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and are the answer to last week's puzzler. And this was an automotive puzzler sent in by a fellow named Morris Maduro, and he wrote the following. My friend Bob used to drive a VW Beetle, you know, an old one from the 60s. One day, when he came into work a few minutes late, I asked him what was going on, and he said that his battery died. I asked, so you got a lift in, huh? He said, no, I didn't. Well, did you get a jump start from a friend? Nope. Did you get a new battery? Nope. The dead one is still in there, and it's under the seat, you know, under the back seat. Did you at least lift the seat? He said, no, that's the same question my girlfriend always asks me. No, I didn't lift the seat. Did you push start it? I asked. No, he said. You know I parked the car in a garage at the bottom of a hill.
Yeah.
Gee, Bob, it sounds like you willed it to start. Did you even pop the rear hood? No, but I did open the front hood. Are you trying to trick me? I know the engine's in the back on a Beetle. No, no, I'm not trying to trick you. I started the car by myself, and I didn't even touch the engine or the battery, but I did open the front hood, and I used something I found under that hood to start the car. The question is, what did he find, and how did he use it?
Yeah.
When he opened that, he found pair of coveralls and, and a spare tire, and he also found the jack.
Yeah.
So he did the following. Got into the car, turned the ignition key to the on position.
Mm-hmm.
Did no good to turn it to crank because the battery was what? Dead.
Yeah.
He pumped the gas a couple of times like you would do on one of those old cars to set the choke, mm-hmm. prime the carburetor.
Yeah.
He then jacked up one of the rear wheels, which are the wheels that receive power from this engine.
Mm-hmm.
He put the transmission in gear, probably, I'm guessing, third gear.
I would have used third.
Yeah. If you put it in fourth, the engine would turn too slowly. If you put it in first, it would be too hard to turn the engine. And what he simply
second
did
or third.
Was he began to turn that tire that was elevated off the ground by hand. And with the transmission
you got it?
In
so
gear.
So he's jacked up the back of the car, one side. So one wheel's on the ground and one wheel's off the ground.
And as he begins to turn this thing, almost like you would turn a steering wheel, but really fast. And, you know, he turned it forward because it was in a forward gear. And as he did that, the engine began to turn. And once it began to turn, the engine actually started up and ran, and that wheel began to turn. Now, the reason the other wheel didn't turn is because vehicles that have differentials, like all vehicles do, will only send power to the wheel with the least resistance or least traction.
Yeah.
So in this case, when one wheel is off the ground, that wheel will turn freely and the other one will just sit there.
Luckily, otherwise that would have been dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, some modern vehicles with limited slip differentials and all-wheel drive and all that you can't do this with, but in 1965 you could do it with a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
And that's in fact what he did. And then, of course, he would get into the thing, take it out of gear, lower the jack down, and if he was lucky, he would drive to work without stalling it. Pretty good, eh?
Pretty good. I like it.
So do we have a winner?
Of course. The winner is Kevin Powell from Scotch Plains, New Jersey, wherever that is.
That's right next to Scotch Guard, I think. I'm not sure.
And for having his answer selected at random from among all the correct answers that we got, Kevin will get from us a $26 gift certificate to the Shameless Commerce Division at CarTalk.com. With which he can pick up a stainless steel Car Talk thermos, which says on it, Pure Massachusetts Crude.
Yeah, right. By the way, since we used the Morris Maduro's puzzle and I mentioned his name, do we have to also send him something, or does he have to catch us? He has to catch us, huh? Yeah, okay. Berman said, yeah, we're not giving away nothing for nothing.
and if he does catch us,
well, we'll have to send them a cheesy $26 gift certificate like we do for everyone else.
$26 ain't nothing.
Cheesy? No?
You go giving away $26 gift certificates a week, one for the person who sent the puzzler in and one who got the thing right.
Oh, we'll be broke in no time.
That's $50 a week, man.
$52, actually. Plus
$52, that's $2,500 a year.
Oh, my God. Well, that's gonna erase Berman's salary, I guess. He's a goner. Anyway, we'll have a brand new, interestingly, another automotive puzzler coming up in the third half of the show today, but certainly not automotive to this extent.
Yeah, because this one required a little knowledge about things.
Not just a little, quite a bit, in fact.
Yes.
But this other one requires more of a an historical perspective, I would say. So don't touch that dial. But if you have a question about your car, give us a call. It's 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.